matter is a spiritual matter. It is a spiritual matter. Do you know why? Because the kingdom of God is a spiritual kingdom. Jesus said in the Gospel of John, he said, "My kingdom is not of this world." Right? My kingdom is not of this world. His kingdom is a spiritual kingdom. So if we are going to build kingdom culture, we must understand that it is a spiritual matter. So I want to visit a profile, a Bible character profile with you today, with a man, young man by the name of Daniel, found in the Old Testament. In the book of Daniel, we read about a young man who the Bible says possessed a spirit of excellence. A spirit of excellence. The young man is Daniel, and the Bible tells us that Daniel served God with all of his heart. Now, Daniel was a teenager when he was taken from Jerusalem into captivity by the Babylonians in 605 BC. Biblical history tells us that Daniel was in his 80s when he received the vision about the time of the end. Because the book of Daniel covers 12 chapters. So by the time you get to the middle of the book of Daniel and on to the end, where he begins to kind of define last day occurrences. But one thing that stands out in the life of Daniel is that Daniel spent 60 years of his life living in Babylon, and he never lost his kingdom culture. Now think about that. Living in Babylonian captivity, 60 years of his life. And we know his faith was tested often, because we have one of the most classic stories in all of the Bible is what? Daniel in the lion's den. Yes, we are familiar with that story. Very popular Sunday school story, Daniel in the lion's den. So we know that Daniel's faith was tested many, many times. Daniel is known for the book that bears his name and the prophetic themes that he wrote. But Daniel the man was deeply devoted to God. Now remember, kingdom culture is a spiritual matter. So we have an incredible example of a man that lived out kingdom culture. The Bible says that Daniel was in awe of the presence of God, and he prayed often. Well, you can't go wrong praying, right? He prayed often. So Daniel gives us a picture of a man of God who lived out his commitment to God in very troubled times. Daniel's name means, "My God is judge." So I'm going to be like a gospel attorney today, a gospel lawyer. I'm going to present a lot of evidence to you from the Word of God of how kingdom culture is a spiritual matter. Now, when you live amidst pagan societies, it's not easy to maintain a kingdom culture. But there was something so deep about this young man that it caused even a pagan king by the name of Nebuchadnezzar to make a declaration that the God of Daniel is the God of all gods, and that his kingdom is the kingdom of all kingdoms. So we read this in Daniel 4:17. He says, "This sentence is by the decree of the angelic watchers, and the decision is a command of the holy ones." So he's bringing us into the realm of the spirit world right there. He says, "So that the living may know without any doubt that the Most High God rules over the kingdom of mankind, and he bestows it on whomever he desires, and sets over it the humblest and the lowliest of men. You know what that means? It means God is in charge. Hallelujah. Never lose sight that God is in charge. And even a pagan king recognized, because of a man who lived before him and demonstrated before him a spirit of excellence, because Daniel was devoted to God. Let me visit several verses with you as we present this profile of Daniel. Daniel 5:12. It says, inasmuch as an excellent spirit, knowledge, understanding, interpreting dreams, solving riddles, and explaining enigmas were found in this Daniel, whom the king named Belshazzar. Now let Daniel be called, and he will give the interpretation. If you don't know the story here, the Bible says that Nebuchadnezzar had a very troubling dream. And he called all of his magicians, all of his spiritual people, to come and interpret the dream. Now the challenge was, he couldn't recall what the dream was. He couldn't recall the details of the dream. So he wanted them to tell him what he dreamed and to then give him the interpretation thereof. And if they could not do it, he was going to chop off their heads. Nobody was applying for the job. Come on, somebody. Amen. So that's the setting of what's going on here. He has this troubling dream, and he is about to execute all of the magicians, all of the spiritual leaders, all of the soothsayers. He is about to execute them. But the Bible says that there was a man in the kingdom of Babylon by the name of Daniel. Notice Daniel 5:14. So the king says, I have heard of you. Kingdom culture will make you known. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. When you live in kingdom culture, you will stand out above the rest. I want to stand out above the rest. So the king said, I have heard of you that the Spirit of God is in you, and that light and understanding and excellent wisdom are found in you. Man, what a great testimony. Then we read this in Daniel 6:3. Then this Daniel distinguished himself above all the governors and the satraps, that's all the government officials and government leaders, because an excellent spirit was in him. And the king gave thought to setting him over the whole realm. What a testimony of the power of God. When you are devoted to God and you serve God, supernatural things will come your way. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. We see it illustrated right here. All because this man by the name of Daniel lived in a kingdom culture, a kingdom mindset. And the Bible says he was distinguished. Why? Because he had an excellent spirit. Remember the title of this message today. Kingdom culture is a spiritual matter. It's a spiritual issue. So let's expound on that. First of all, what is a spirit of excellence? Have you ever thought about that? What is a spirit of excellence? To have a spirit of excellence, it simply means to have a distinguished character. If you are in kingdom culture, you have a distinguished character. Spiritual excellence is a conviction that is based upon the character of Almighty God. It is a conviction that causes someone to be faithful in everything that they do. Spiritual excellence is a reflection of the level of our relationship with God. Now, I'm saying some awesome things here today So I want you to get this in your spirit. What is a spirit of excellence? A distinguished character. Where do we get that character? Because by nature, we are all dirty, rotten scoundrels. We can thank our good buddy Adam for that. We inherited all of his problems, all of his lies, his deceit, all of his self-centeredness. We inherit all of that from our boy Adam. But when we come to Christ, we get rid of Adam and we put on Christ. So there comes my distinguished character. See, my character is not rooted now in my sin nature. My character is rooted in the character of Jesus Christ himself. Are you with me so far? Hallelujah. So then my spiritual excellence is a conviction that is based upon the character of Christ. It is a conviction that causes us to be faithful in everything that we do, because it is a reflection of our relationship with Almighty God. Listen to what we read here in Colossians 3:23. He said, whatever may be your task, work it heartily from the soul. Has something done for the Lord and not for men. So I am living for the Lord. I am working for the Lord. When you go to your job, your business, your career, you need to have an understanding that it's more than just a paycheck. You are working heartily as unto the Lord. And in your workplace, you should stand out. Are you still with me? Because of character. See, when we have the character of Adam, we try to get over. Oh, I'm preaching already today. Yeah, we'll try to punch out early. Come in late, leave early. Don't do what should be done. Are you still with me today? See, we're talking about kingdom culture. Whatever is your task, do it from the depth of your soul, as if you are doing it unto the Lord and not unto men. Because kingdom culture is a spiritual matter. All right, let me move on. Kingdom culture produces excellence. Now, excellence is about excelling in our lives, to be the best at something. I think we all have a desire to see excellence. This desire for excellence comes from God, because the Bible says that he is the most excellent God. Think about that. And he is a God of order. So if I am following his character, if I am growing in my walk with God, then my desire for excellence is going to come from him. So the Bible says we are made in the image of God. To be made in his image means that the potential for excellence is within us. The quality of excelling is based upon the quality of God's nature. Now, how many of you know, if you call somebody to do a job at your house, and they come and I don't know if Brother Kevin's, I know Kevin's serving today, but Kevin was telling me that he had these nice ornamental iron gates put up, and the gates aren't even at the top. Well, how many of you know he's not going to call that guy back? He's not going to hire him for the next job, right? Are you with me? If somebody comes and works on your house and they do a shabby job, you're not calling them back. Nor are you going to recommend them. Are you still with me? Yes. But if someone comes and they do things with precision and with excellence, you are going to call them back for the next job, and you're going to recommend them to your family and friends. The quality of excelling, see, is based upon the quality of God's very nature. God wants to distinguish you as a believer. Are you still with me? Yes. Read this in Deuteronomy 32:4. It says that God is the rock. His work is perfect. Hallelujah.
For all of his ways are justice. He is a God of truth and without injustice. Righteous and upright is he. Now get this. God is excellent in all that he does. So if God is my Father, then I can and I should reflect the spirit of excellence that permeates from him. See, that's what Daniel did. Kingdom culture is a spiritual matter. I love Psalms 150. He says, praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty firmament. Praise him for his mighty acts. Look at this. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Hallelujah. We are talking about the high quality of God himself. Then Ephesians 5:1 says, therefore, be imitators of God, copy him, follow his example, as well-beloved children would imitate their father. What a great word. See, this is why excellence is a spiritual matter. The deeper I go in my relationship with God, the greater will be my spirit of excellence. I will want justice because God is just. I will love people because God loves people. I will love truth because God is truth. I will strive for excellence because my God is excellent. Many things get in the way of you and I living in excellence. And the reason, again, is because we have a sin nature. Our sin nature is unlike God and is in fact in opposition to him and his excellence. So because of my sin nature, I can become apathetic. Are you still with me? I can allow laziness to creep in. To do things right in any area of life, it's going to demand more. Because we live in a world where people try to skate. Think of that, right? They try to skate. In other words, they try to cut corners. So if I allow laziness to creep in, I can become careless and I can begin to have a make-do attitude. I apply that to ministry. Even though I have been serving God I've been a born-again child of God for 47 years. Becky and I was ordained in 1983. And I have been preaching the gospel, you know, for a good while. And I have to maintain, I have a lot of knowledge, not trying to boast. I have a lot of knowledge, I have a lot of understanding over years and years and years of theological studies. But I never stop growing and developing. Because the moment I do that, I have allowed a make-do attitude to come in. See, I have to keep pressing into God. I have to keep studying, keep immersing myself in the things of God, in the Word of God, keep growing, keep developing, keep moving forward. I don't ever want to do things half-heartedly. Can I get a witness? Come on, somebody. Amen. Never. Because God is a God of excellence. We may take shortcuts because excellence demands doing the best. Kingdom culture, my friend, is a spiritual matter. Never lose sight of that. Excellence will always require more work and more effort. Excellence will always have a higher price. Now, my wonderful wife had me do a little project. You know, we have a living quarters at our house called a mother-in-law suite. My mother lived with us for 8 years in this hotel, this Marriott. And it's a great little pad. Josiah lived in it till he got married. It was his bachelor's pad. My air conditioner guy came to work on air conditioning a couple years ago, and he wanted to know if he could rent it from me because he was dealing with some things. He needed a place to live. I said, nope, it's not for rent. But Becky, being the project mind that she is, She's related to Joanna Gaines. And she wanted to redo the whole deal. So I had to get on my project clothes. So I had to go do a little work. And I had to do a little drywall work. I'm not a drywall finisher, but I can get it done. I can get by. But I tried to cut the corners with the drywall work. And I went to, I had to do some patchwork on the wall where she put up these beautiful cabinets. It looks so great. I just sometimes go in there and sit down and look around. I say, Becky is a master at womanizing things. Because, man, I mean, it's pretty. Now, that's, a man wouldn't say that, right? For a man cave, you don't walk into a man cave and say, it's pretty. But a woman's cave, you walk into it and you say, this is pretty. But I had to do some patchwork on this wall where she's going to put up this nice cabinet with a top. So I did all the taping and finishing. And I went to Home Depot and I got the little spray cans of texture. I said, man, this is going to save me a lot of time. So I do it, get it all done, get it painted. Then we put the light over the bar with the counter, or the cabinet with the countertop, and the light showed all of the imperfections. I mean, it looked terrible. But I was going to live with it. But not her. So you know what I had to do? I had to take the light down. Light exposes things. Oh, there's a message right there. Had to take the light down. Had to get the joint compound. Had to get the sheetrock knife. Had to skim it again. Then I had to get out the compressor. And had to get out the thing. The hopper, thank you. How they call it a hopper. I don't know, it doesn't hop. I don't know why it's called a hopper. But so I had to mix it all, and then I had to spray the whole thing. And then afterwards, perfection. Put the light back up, perfection. But it took extra effort, time, and energy. But in my laziness, some of y'all gonna get free today, hallelujah. In my laziness, I didn't want to go through all of that trouble mixing texture and spraying it and then sanding it and all of that. But the thing is, I ended up having to do it anyway. So I could have eliminated the first steps. Because excellence will always require more work, more effort. Excellence will always have a higher price. Consider what Jesus said in this biblical example. Can you see the spirit of excellence in this story? Matthew 5, Jesus said, if anyone wants to sue you and take away your tunic, let him have your cloak also. And whoever compels you to go 1 mile, go with him 2. Now, how many of you see the spirit of excellence in this illustration? Jesus is teaching us in this story that excellence will go the extra mile. It does more than what is required. So this brings us to the nature and character of God. Think of what God did for you and I in giving the life of his own son, Jesus Christ. Did the Father go the extra mile? Think about it. Did God the Father go the extra mile to provide the gift of salvation? Did Jesus go the extra mile when he went to the cross? Paul said it this way in Romans 8:32, he who did not spare his own son but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? My friends, the spirit of excellence flows from God. The spirit of excellence will manifest as we mature in our faith. That's what Daniel demonstrated as he matured in his walk. Don't ever get complacent in your relationship with God. See, I can't get complacent in my relationship of marriage, and neither can Becky. I never wear short pants because she can't keep her hands off of me. All right, now that was a joke. Oh, I'm on a roll today, baby. Come on, let's keep this thing going here. Hallelujah. Listen, God wants you and I to live in a spirit of excellence. Let's talk about some characteristics of an excellent spirit. Look at this here again in Daniel 6:3. It says, Daniel was distinguished above the presidents and the satraps because an excellent spirit was in him. And the king said, I'm going to set him over the whole realm. Hallelujah. Characteristics. Let me give them to you real quickly and we're going to pray. Number one, Daniel acted with integrity. Integrity is the quality of being honest and having strong moral principles. It's been said that integrity is what you do when no one is looking. Oh, I'm preaching today. Come on, somebody. Daniel acted with integrity. Characteristics of an excellent spirit. The second thing, Daniel was growing spiritually. Because Daniel was growing spiritually, he excelled in godliness. He excelled. He's growing spiritually. Are you growing spiritually? If you've stagnated, you can change that. If you're drifting, you can make an adjustment. Are you growing spiritually? Daniel never stopped growing spiritually. And because of that, he excelled in godliness. To grow spiritually means that we are living by God's principles. We seek the Lord about what he wants for us. And growth always leads to greater obedience. Look at this in Psalm 119. He says, blessed are the undefiled in the way who walk in the law of the Lord. Blessed are those who keep his testimonies, who seek him with the whole heart. They also do no iniquity. They walk in his ways. You have commanded us to keep your precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep your statutes. Daniel was growing spiritually. He employed these principles. Here's the third thing. Daniel was fruitful. To be fruitful simply means that the evidence of grace is manifesting. The fruit of the Spirit is seen in those who have an excellent spirit. We talk a lot about the giftings. We focus a lot on the giftings of the Spirit. But what about the fruit of the Spirit? We can prophesy all day long, but if we're mean and angry, and oh, come on, somebody. Amen? What about the fruit of the Spirit? See, the fruit of the Spirit is seen in those who have an excellent spirit. Notice how Peter describes it. He says, grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. As his divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him who called us by his glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature. In other words, I'm going to become like God, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Remember, we just read in the book of Ephesians, he said, be imitators of God. Be followers of God. Copy his pattern. This is what Daniel did. Daniel was growing spiritually. Here's the fourth thing. Boy, this is a big one. Daniel had greater convictions. Think about that. We live in a world where people are losing their convictions. The world is influencing them. They are adopting the policies of the world, the mindset of the world. The world is lost. It's lost. It's without God. We can't copy the patterns of the world. Daniel had greater convictions. Those of an excellent spirit will hold to a higher standard. An excellent spirit is the result of a spiritual deepening. So the deeper we go into Christ, the greater is our convictions. My friends, never stop growing. Never. I have been serving God for many years, but I'm still growing. I'm deepening myself every day, every week. I'm deepening in the things of God. And we should never stop. It's a constant pursuit. See, then Daniel had wisdom, insight, and understanding. Notice what this pagan king said about Daniel in Daniel 5:14. He said, I have heard of you that the Spirit of God is in you, and that light and understanding and excellent wisdom are found in you. Man, what a testimony. Let's cross-reference that with Colossians 2:3. It says that in Jesus Christ, it says, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. So the deeper I go in my walk with the Lord, the more closely I stay with Him, the deeper I go in my relationship with Him, guess what? The greater is my level of wisdom, the greater is my knowledge, the greater is my understanding. Because we're talking about characteristics here of an excellent spirit. As a lot of people don't have a good spirit. When you come in West Point Church, we got a good spirit in this church. We have a great spirit in this church. But we've built that into people through the Word of God. Amen? As so many people that, you know, the reflection in their lives is not I've seen people that name the name of the Lord and seem more like they're a reflection of the devil than of Jesus. How many of you know that shouldn't be? Amen? That shouldn't be. But the deeper you go in the things of God, the deeper you go into the Christ life, the greater is going to be the manifestation of that spirit of excellence. In conclusion, little Johnny reached over to his mother one day in church and he said, Mama, Mama, what does it mean when the preacher says an in conclusion? Y'all know that one? She leaned over and she said, Johnny, it doesn't mean anything. I love that one. I still use it. Hallelujah. So we're gonna buck the system. And in conclusion, see, there must be a pursuit of kingdom excellence. Excellence is the fruit of diligence. When we are diligent in the things of God, we reap the reward of diligence. Diligence, let's define it. Diligence is persistent effort through faith that will produce spiritual success. I have this written in my notes, but I should have put it on the board for you today or on the screens. So let me repeat it. Diligence is persistent effort through faith that will produce spiritual success. Diligence is steady perseverance that gets the job done. That's what diligence is. Being a follower of Christ means that we pursue Him with all diligence. Nowhere in the Bible do we read about being half-hearted towards God. Nowhere. You won't find it. Jesus said, if we are going to be His followers, we must be all in. The pursuit of excellence is about pursuing righteousness and obedience. Living in excellence sets an example for all believers. Notice what Paul said that Timothy should set an example in. 1 Timothy 4:12. He said, let no one despise or think less of you because of your youth. Timothy was a young man, very young. And Paul mentored him in the things of God. And because of Timothy's application in his walk with God, in his relationship with God, you know what happened for Timothy? God promoted him. Gave him greater responsibility, elevated him to greater leadership, all because Timothy pursued God, even in his youth. So he said, let no one despise or think less of you because of your youth. but be an example, a pattern for the believers in speech, the words that come out of our mouth, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity. When we are diligent in our relationship with God, something supernatural begins to take place in the depth of our heart. Are you still with me this morning? Because that's a powerful truth. When we are diligent in our relationship, when we are diligent in our walk with God, something supernatural is happening on the inside of us. All actions of our lives flow from the condition of our heart. So when we are diligent in everything we do, when we choose godliness, we set a standard that propels us into a life of excellence. Hallelujah. See, that, my friend, is how kingdom culture operates. It's God's design. Excellence does not happen automatically. Excellence will require effort. It will require time. It will require energy. It will require vision to be a vessel that is pleasing to God. And I'm going to leave you with this one right here. In 2 Peter 1, he says, for this very reason, give all diligence, or giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness. Do you see the growth dynamic here? To godliness, brotherly kindness. To brotherly kindness, love. For if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he says, but he who lacks these things is short-sighted, even to blindness, and has forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sins. Therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never stumble. Would you stand together with me right now? If you do these things, you will never fail. You will never fall. Do you realize the promise of that? What an incredible promise. What a phenomenal truth. If you do these things, you will never fail. You will never fall. Man, that's something we need to really meditate upon. Renew our mind with that truth. Because you know what he's talking about? He's talking about the character of Jesus Christ being within us through and through, in our mindset, in the depth of our heart and soul, in the realm of our spirit. He's talking about having Jesus Christ reigning and ruling supreme in every area of our lives. That is how kingdom excellence works. And it's available to each and every one of us. We ran in the devil's destruction too long. Now it's time to run in God's excellence. Boy, that's a good quote. I think we could publicize that. Hallelujah. I'll set a copyright on it. Yeah, amen. Get a t-shirt. Hallelujah. I hope y'all wrote it down because I just forgot what I said.